The reading this morning is taken from Corinthians chapter 12, beginning to read at verse 12. Can be found on page 933 if you want to read it in your Bibles. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot were to say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear were to say, "Because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you still more excellent ways. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark. Mark chapter 12, reading from verse 38, and it's on page 825 of your church Bibles if you're following along. As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. I think that first reading from the letter of Paul to the Corinthians is really powerful. Talks about how the body is made up, how each different part relies on each other in order for the whole body to function. And we could use that analogy, that way of thinking, when we're talking about what it means to be a community, but also to love our community as well. When we come to church each week, it can be easy to overlook what goes into making the service happen. But what would this service this morning look like if there was no one available to play the music? What would it have looked like if there was no one here to lead us through the service? What would it look like if no one had cleaned or cared for the church during the week? Or what would it look like if no one had organized the rota for our Bible readings, prayers, refreshments, and welcomers? I'm sure in the circumstances we could muddle through and we could probably try and make the best of it. But would it be the best that this church can be? Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at some of the different values that we've identified for ourselves as a parish to live by. These are going to be shaped into a vision that guides all our decision making and helps us to ensure that we are living out who we as this church believe that God is calling us to be. And today we are focusing on loving our community. And there are a few things for us to unpack in this. First of all, what are our God-given gifts? How do we encourage people to use the gifts they have? And how is this going to help us to work together better? So let's start with what are our God-given gifts. Normally at this point, I might try and look for an illustration to try and shape that idea. There could be so many visions you could choose from. Perhaps think of an orchestra where all the different instruments played in a certain way at a certain time make up the piece of music. Each part of the orchestra has something to contribute to the music that's created. Or you could make it a little bit more simpler and just think of a cake. If all the ingredients weren't put together in the right order and in the right way, you'd end up with a horrible mess. But in our reading today, St. Paul gives us a really good illustration right in front of us, something we can all identify with, and that's the human body. Each body part from our toes to our nose playing an important part in making up and shaping that body. And I really like that illustration the most, possibly because I don't like orchestral music in the first place. And although I could or I should, I would really love to love cake, but can't. So therefore, I have to go with the analogy of the human body. I never studied biology or nursing or medicine, so I'm never really sure how the body is completely made up. I've got a vague idea of what goes where, but I don't know too much more from that. But I do know that from our brains through to our nervous systems, about how we breathe, how blood flows around the bodies, it's made up of so many complex systems that are all connected to each other in ways we probably can't even think about. And sometimes the body just works. But sometimes also it doesn't. And quite often when we're told to think about what our God-given gifts are, we think of it being a gift that God has given to us, a skill that we've been blessed with. And that's true, that these are gifts from God, but they're also gifts that God is giving to the church through us. We're not the ultimate recipient of that gift, but we are who God is using to give that gift to the church. And that's an important distinction to make, because it reminds us that the gifts aren't all about us, they're about the church. And the church, as we know, should be centered on the local community that it serves. And maybe we can see this centering using the illustration of the human body. Why does our heart beat? Doesn't necessarily beat for its own benefit. The heart beats because of how important that is for the rest of the body. And so each part of the church in serving the local community has the same function. And that's why it's so important for us to be using our God-given gifts, because our gifts are not just for us, they're for the church. And in that passage, we read that Paul says that God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as God wanted them to be. So God's given you the gifts that you have for a reason, and that reason benefits the whole church. The church here locally, but also the global church as well. And if we're not using and sharing our gifts, then we're simply keeping them to ourselves. We're keeping the gift for us, when in the first place, a gift is something that is to be shared. So we know that each one of us has a gift, and those gifts are to be used. So just as each body part works to serve the whole body. So what are your gifts? How are you using those gifts to serve the church? But more importantly, how do we use those gifts to help the church to serve its local community? Firstly, I think we need to be able to help one another to identify our gifts. It can be easy to look at ourselves and think that we simply don't have something to offer, because we're not the vicar, because we can't play the organ, because we think we're too old, or we're too young, or we're not confident enough, or we're not clever enough. But every single person has a gift, and every single person has a role to play. To be a member, as Paul calls it into that reading, means to belong to a group. But the word member comes from the Latin word membrum, which means a limb or a part of the body. If we belong to this church, if we belong to God's family, then we are part of that body. And every part of that body is important. And as Paul pointed out in the reading, we don't get rid of our feet because they're not hands. Imagine what life would be like if your whole body was made up of hands. We each need different gifts to make up the whole body. Maybe the little finger would look at the other four fingers and think, I'm not as useful as those other fingers, I'm not important. But God gave us five fingers on each hand for a reason. God put them there just as God has put each one of us here. Maybe you sometimes feel like that little finger, looking at people around you and thinking that their gifts are much more useful than your own. Maybe you aren't sure what your gift is or how you could use it. Or maybe you think that your gift isn't very important. But God gave you that gift for a reason. God placed you in this church for a reason. So it is for all of us to see what our gifts are, and also to see the gifts of others around us, and above all, to encourage people to nurture, develop, and above all, share those particular gifts. And we need to point out and celebrate the skills and talents that we see in other people. And we need to listen to God's voice calling us when God reveals gifts in us, but also in other people around us. Because sometimes people around us don't realize that they have particular gifts. Sometimes they need to be encouraged. And that quite often involves us stepping out of our comfort zones, talking to somebody and sharing something with them and saying to them, do you know you have a particular gift for such and such a thing? Have you ever felt called to use it? And God doesn't just give us one set of gifts. The gifts that you have today may be completely different to the gifts that you had 10, 20, or 30 years ago. But just because you use your gifts in different and brilliant ways back then, that does not mean in any way that you do not have gifts to offer now. So we know that each of us have gifts given from God to the church. We have to use them to encourage others to recognize and use their gifts too. So how could you help somebody else to see and to use their gifts? But what does all of this have to do with us being a church that loves its community? I think Paul helps us to answer this question in verse 21 when he says, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. The church exists to serve, but also to love the community in which it is set. And part of the parish system that we have in this country is that every Church of England church serves a parish, a distinct geographical area. And yes, of course, there may be more than one church for one particular parish. But here in Chesterton, we have one church and one parish. And part of the vision that we are unpacking together is to be a church that loves its community. I'm sure most of you will know this community far better than I do. Many of you will have lived here for most, if not all, of your lives. You'll have grown up here. You'll have been shaped by this community, by the people around you. And yet we get so many people coming into this church week by week, travelling in from outside our community. And sometimes we just have to stop and we have to think, well, actually, how well do I know my local community? How often do I travel around the streets and see the people? What do I see in the people around me? What are the needs that I can identify? Maybe even what are the gifts in those I see around me? How can I go out there? How can I love people? How can I nurture them? How can I build them up? An eye by itself can't do very much, nor can a hand do particularly very much by itself. Just imagine an eye trying to cook dinner or a hand trying to see. But a human body, all of those parts together, can do amazing things. This complex mismatch of organs and bones and skin and muscles can run and jump and dance, but it can also build, it can paint, it can create, it can also encourage, it can speak, it can love, it has emotions, it has a heart. And so, in the same way, each of us individually can do little compared to the amazing things that God can do through us when we are all using and sharing our gifts together. When we bring together those with a gift for fixing things and those with a gift for creating new things, those with a gift for teaching and those with a gift for accounting or encouraging, that is when a church is capable of incredible things. So our church, we believe, is called to be one that loves its community. It's a church that values every member, just as every part of the human body is valued. So this church, as a community, we need one another, but we also need to support and encourage one another, build ourselves up as the body of Christ, and then take that body and use it to serve and love our local community. So if you feel you have a gift or a calling, come and share it. If you feel you can see a gift or a calling in somebody else, go and talk to them. The body is amazing. The body is wonderfully complex. The body sometimes works in ways we don't even imagine. But the body will only work when it's encouraged and it's exercised to do so. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you for the many gifts that you have blessed Holy Trinity Church with. Thank you that together as one body we can do incredible things for your glory. Help us to recognize these gifts in ourselves and in the people around us. Help us to use these gifts, coming together as one church, one body. Amen.